episode 115 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of. Got it in one.
Got it in one. You got that one in one. We spun the wheel for Category V 2 weeks ago and got Violence Jack. I really hope you upload that properly in order, because if not, it's gonna be a nightmare for you.
We got Violence Jack.
Yeah, you guys figure it out. Fairly smart. It's a Japanese manga co-written and co-illustrated by Go Nagai since 1973 all the way to 2008. Now, it says co-written and co-illustrated by Go Nagai doesn't give the other person that co-written and co-illustrated. Like, why would you say co and then not give the other f***ing person? Anyway, it had several serializations and one-shot stories, which ran through the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. Most of the stories were compiled in around 45 tankobon? I don't know what that is. Maybe it's a little book or something? No idea. A few of them have been published as special tankobon and have yet to be published in that format. Violence Jack is credited with creating the post-apocalyptic manga and anime genre, which is pretty significant. You know what I mean? Like, it was the first anime and manga to do post-apocalyptic world. That's pretty significant.
Yeah. Too bad it sucks.
Too bad it's terrible. So before we get too crazy into it, I'll go over the three different OVAs that we watched. We watched Evil Town, Violence Jack.
All right, so Evil Town, Violence Jack is the third one released, but it's the first one chronologically.
Yeah, so we watched that one, then we watched Violence Jack, Hell's Wind.
Which is 2-2, which is fine.
And then we watched Violence Jack, Harem Bomber.
Which is the first one released, but the third one in the story chronologically.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm not quite sure why any of that, none of it really makes sense, because in the first one that we watched, Evil Town, he's like locked in underground.
Yeah, but you know.
But the first one we were supposed to watch is the third one.
Right. But if you notice, from the first one on, the violence and the depravity in these things enhance with each new release. Because we watched the first one, it surprised the hell out of us.
Yeah.
But that was the last one, that was the peak.
Yes.
So they've been building up to that one at that point.
Yeah, I guess we watched it the wrong order, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because chronologically, we watched it right.
You know what I should have done? I should have looked at the f***ing years that they came out. Let me click on that real quick. Good.
But it's like, we watched it chronologically, so we watched it in the right order in that respect, but... You know.
Hell's Wind came out in 1990. Evil Town came out in 88. And where's the other one? Oh, and Harem Bomber came out in 86. So Harem Bomber should have been the first one we watched. It came out in 86.
Yeah.
But we watched Evil Town first.
Yes.
So at the end of Harem Bomber, how did he get locked underground? I think these are just... I think what this is that these are, like, one-shot stories in his story.
Oh, no. See, this is where...
I don't think these are supposed to be, watch this, then watch that one, then
You're
watch
You're misunderstanding what's happened here. The third one is in the future, and we go backwards with each OVA. So, Evil Town's the first one, then the next one's Hell's Wind, that's after he gets out of the cave, and then Harem Bombs comes after that. So we watched it chronologically correct, but it was released backwards.
Oh, I guess what you mean. So we watched it correctly. But if you were... See, so technically we watched it correctly. It's like watching all the Avenger movies, all the Marvel movies. You can watch them in release, which is what most people say you're supposed to watch them, which we did not for this. But if you're going to watch them in order, right, there's different time periods for different movies that go back and forth. We watched them... in the proper time period.
We watched them chronologically.
Yes, but not on the order of release.
Well, which is funny, because it's at the third OVA, the first OVA release, which is technically the last one we watched, is so much more tamer.
Yeah, it is the tamest one.
Because it was the first one.
I mean, you only saw one child die in it.
So it's at the further along they got in the story, the further back in time they went, but... Going chronologically, it got more tame, but technically it got more and more violent, yes. More and more that way. So it depends on your enjoyment, how you want to enjoy it.
Yeah. Do you want it to build up in brutality?
Right.
Or build down?
Exactly.
If you want it to build down, then Evil Town first. If you want it to build up, Harem Bomber first.
With the caveat that you probably don't want to watch it either way, because it kind of sucks. Watch any of
them. This is pretty bad. You know, it's... I guess it's a good thing that it was created, because it created the genre, and it created a good genre. I love post-apocalyptic stories, I really do, but this is bad.
Yeah.
And it's not just bad for bad. They try to shock value you.
Yeah, and that's,
and it doesn't work.
I think that's why it was popular, too. It just hit the kids at the certain ages.
And, like, the shock value worked in the sense that I was shocked.
Well, and only in the first one, though.
After that, it was a build down, yeah.
Yeah, because even if we watched it in the third one first, I don't think I would have been saying, oh, there's some naked people in there. Okay, there's slavery. And there's not.
Well, this is rape.
Yeah.
But the first one, and I guess we should preface, there's grotesque rape in this.
Yes. I mean, in the first one that we watched,
Evil Dead worst.
Is the worst, and it's practically a hentai at punch.
Yeah, I mean, they have to blur out what's happening. Because you'll see if they don't blur it. And you still kind of see. Like, it's still there.
You know,
it's not that blurred.
Doesn't Japanese blurs anyway?
Yeah.
Why not just be a hentai anyway?
You know what? You're right. You're 100% right. That's a hentai. The first one's 100% a hentai. At least in the other ones, unless I'm mistaken, like, they'll show someone going down on a girl, but you don't actually see her private parts. You just see almost everything.
Well, the first one had that, you know, slave one where they had the men in the room just whipping them. But, you know,
the third one.
Well, the third one that
Harem
we watched.
Harem Bomber.
Yeah, the third one that we watched, yes. I meant the first one as in the first
so
one.
So Harem Bomber, the story would... Man, we should just start with Evil Town.
Well, should we start with Evil Town?
Because that's how we watched it.
Okay. But
that's the best way we can give the
premise. But that's also the one we have the most to talk about.
That's true.
That's why I was thinking.
Do you want to wait? Do you want to do
Harem Bomber
first?
Save that
All right, let's
one.
Go Harem Bomber first.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what I was going to say. Go ahead.
Well, there's this guy, the Slum King, who rules over...
Who looks like Shredder.
Looks like Shredder. Who's apparently the evil leader of the town, and they actually, they were building up to him in that way. But he's in the first 5 minutes, and then he never shows back
up. Post-apocalyptic world. How's it a post-apocalyptic world?
Oh, right, comments.
See, that's why Evil Town makes more sense, because they actually explain it in that one.
No, they didn't, actually. Remember, we had all kinds of questions of why they underground, why they stay underground.
I think they didn't explain it in words so much as, like, you just saw an earthquake happen, and then everyone's underground.
Yeah, but that's not what happened. Apparently, because they explained it to you right in the beginning of Harem Bomber, comets hit the
Oh, that part, yeah, we didn't know about that.
Comets hit the world, which caused the earthquake. We don't find out about the Evil Town until the third OVA, of course.
This is just such a... The jumble.
But comets hit, and I guess it destroyed the rest of the world. But they didn't ever explain that in the other OVAs. You need to watch the narrator explain it to
in
you.
In the third one.
And apparently, Violence Jack is an incarnation of death.
Yeah.
So he comes to life, and I guess he only kills evil people. I don't know why he's, you know, biased.
You notice in Harem Bomber, he has, like, sharp teeth and stuff. And, like, in the other ones, he didn't have that.
Well, he did have the werewolf qualities at certain
points. Yes, yeah. But, like, in the third one, Harem Bomber, like, all the time, they would show him, and he's like, rawr, with sharp teeth. It was really bad.
But these stories aren't even about Violence Jack.
No, they're about the people living in this apocalyptic wasteland, and he sort of comes along and helps them,
yeah,
sort of.
Sometimes he barely shows up, sometimes. He's always late.
Always late.
I don't know, but yeah, so he's fighting the Slum King in it, and I guess he wins or loses.
King's never seen again.
Yeah, no, and that story's never resolved, so forget about the Slum King. And he fights one of his generals who is kidnapping women.
So yeah, there's this town. Well, before we get to the town, there's a guy and a girl in a Jeep driving.
Oh, wait, is that the... Isn't that
that happens right after the Shredder scene.
Is that the second one?
Yeah, it is the second one.
Yeah.
What's Harem Bomber? Harem Bomber was the town. There was a town with the...
There's a town in all of them. Because the second one's the one with the biker gang that comes to the town.
Yes.
But the third one starts off with Shredder. I remember that one.
Okay, the first one has the chick with one nipple. The guy and the girl in the Jeep. Later on, she's like hunting through the woods and stuff.
And
she's topless for some reason. She only has one nipple.
Yeah. She was topless and she's like built.
She's topless for no reason.
Yeah, but I guess, I mean,
I'm in the jungle. I have to have no shirt on.
I guess they didn't feel like, you know.
But then she gets on her bike to drive towards the town. She puts clothes on.
It's cold.
I don't know. This is such a good jump. I don't know if we can go through this piece by piece.
I'm having trouble remembering what happens in Harem Bomber. I know he fights his lieutenant. And his lieutenant cuts off his fingers and his arm. I guess they regenerate, though. It's the one where the girl is looking for her lost love interest.
Yes. Okay. So, there's like a, just a Jeep, not a Jeep, but like a big caravan type car going down the road. And, there's a woman in the front seat with one eye. She has an eye patch on the other eye. And there's a couple guys with her. And they go, oh, good haul. We got a bunch of pretty girls.
That's what happened.
They're taking them to their slave town where they break the women in so they can, you know, be sex slaves for the men.
But then something happens and they get, and the car crashes. Violent Shack shows up, right?
Is that? No, I don't think it showed up yet. No? I think it crashed for one reason or another. The girls got out and ran. I think it was just a stormy night, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know, but they got out and ran.
Violence Jack didn't show up for this one until, like, the last fight scene.
Yeah, no, he was in the beginning, though.
Well, yeah, the Shredder thing, but, like...
No, he saves the two girls who are running away from the guys that... and the truck chasing them.
Oh, anyway.
And that's how they know Violence Jack's is here.
Okay.
So, I'm like, this is bad.
Yeah. We watched it. I swear.
It was 40 minutes long, I remember that.
Yeah, each one was like 40 to 50 some minutes long. Yeah, anyway, so, you know, it's essentially the girls get rounded up and they get brought back to the tower where they're a bunch of men in Speedos, real buff men in Speedos, are whipping them and then them and making, turning them into sex slaves, essentially. Well, the two main girls, the one with the red short hair and then the main girl who has a boyfriend, and she was talking to the girl in the red hair about this earlier. She, oh, I have a boyfriend out there somewhere. We got separated. I have to go find him. She's like, oh, can I come with you and find him? Freeway. Anyway.
And inconveniently, he's in the gang that's, you know, rounded up.
Yeah, right? So the girl in the red hair gets forcibly raped by the girl with the eye patch.
Yeah, so...
she gets forcibly raped until she likes it.
So the person... really f***ed up. The person that runs the slave thing is a woman. And
with the eye patch.
I guess she tests out all the merchandise.
But these two are high quality for some reason. They never explained why. But
they're just new.
But they knew, well, there was a bunch of new girls. Yeah, but for some reason, these two were the higher quality ones. No,
I thought those ones were just, they've been there for a while, but these two are brand new. Well,
maybe, I don't know.
I don't know, it doesn't matter.
The caravan had a lot of women in it, so I thought a lot of them were new.
Essentially, the theme to this is, the bad guys do really bad things, and then Violet Jack shows up and kills them all.
But I wanted to touch on what I said a minute ago, that she was forcibly raped by a woman until she liked it. It's about to really f***ed up. And then they were doing it to the other girl. And the one that had a boyfriend, and then a boyfriend showed up, who crashed a helicopter into the side of this tower, and he just hopped out of the helicopter into the room with them.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And he does that, and then asks permission to take them.
Yeah. Well, not only does he do that, when he jumps out, he attacks them and f***s up the one guy. He, like, throws something at his eyes.
Right, and then he says,
Can I take these?
Yeah, can I have them? I'm like, okay, this is a little extra if you're just gonna ask.
Yeah. And then they try to escape, it doesn't work. And he's tasked with killing Violence Jack, and then he'll be allowed to take her.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't work.
No. Well, Violence Jack eventually shows up, kills everyone, and then the big lieutenant guy that's in charge of everything, except for he's not the Slum King, shows up, and then he gets killed by Violence Jack after some violence.
But Violence Jack has an arm cut off, has his fingers cut, like, he gets f***ed up. This is the most we see him get f***ed up.
Right. Because it's the last one.
Yeah, but it's, but it's the first one. And if it's the first one, chronologically... How does he have his arm in the other ones?
Yeah, it's not, though. That's the last one. Anyway, that's that one. I mean, wait, at the end he kills the guy, and then I guess he goes, he shines really brightly or something. I literally tuned out for the last 5 minutes of this and had to rewind it 3 times and still don't know what happened at the end of this one.
So, that was Harem Bomber.
Yeah.
Then there's...
Hell's Wind, I think it's called.
Hell's Wind. Which is the biker gang.
This is the one with the Jeep.
The Jeep. I don't know if it starts out this way or not, but it's towards the beginning at the very least. There's a guy and a girl in a Jeep riding down the road. And some biker gangs. They kill a guy in a biker gang that was coming after
him. The biker gangs were chasing him, and then they ran over a guy to get away.
Yeah. He dies. The biker gang pull him over, essentially. Make him crash, whatever. And he, the main guy of the biker gang. Not the main... Not the leader, but the leader up to this point.
You're going
to
get that a lot in these series. Not the actual leader, but the sub-leader. Yeah.
Anyway, so he's like, he's a big bald guy. Looks, they drew him weirdly.
There's always one giant guy to match
Violence Jack's size.
Yeah.
Because he's gigantic. He's the size of a house.
It's stupid.
Well, the big guy's like, oh, you killed our man. We have to get repayment. And another guy comes out with a chainsaw and cuts his f***ing legs off.
And then his arms, and then in half.
And then the big guy takes the chainsaw, cuts his head off, puts it up to the guy's girlfriend, and he's like, oh, you want to kiss him now?
And then they proceed the gang raper.
Yeah, the gang raper. They cut off her nipple and
Yep, and then she vows revenge.
They're gone. They left. So for whatever reason, they left her alive. If you're the kind of gang that's going to gang rape people and murder them constantly, and you don't have any women at camp.
Yeah, why don't you take her?
Why didn't you take her?
That's the point.
It's weird. And if you weren't going to take her, why didn't you kill her? Like, because they clearly like killing. They enjoy it. So why would you leave her alive?
I always took it as that, you know, we did this to you, now you got to live with it. And you can't do anything about it.
Maybe. I mean, I guess that makes sense. They just didn't seem like that kind of...
No. Those kinds of people. You're not wrong. They would take her. I can see them letting her live, but these guys don't seem like the type of guys that let anything live.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they enjoy killing, so I don't know why they would let her live if they're not going to take her. It doesn't really matter, I guess. Masochism. But it's raining, and she's bleeding, and she goes, oh, what did she say? Oh, I'll make them pay. Yeah. Something like that.
It's one of those, it feels like one of those shitty rape revenge movies from like the 70s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it was kind of from the 70s in a sense. And then it cuts to this town. There's a kid named...
Oh, who gives a shit?
Shobiro?
I don't know.
There's a kid there. And he's learning in school, and there's a teacher there, and he vows to protect her. Because no one else will. I'll protect you.
And they're in it's like a burnt out school. There's no, like, roof or anything.
Yeah, everything's post-apocalyptic. Every building's f***ed up.
And his dad doesn't want him to go to school.
There's too much work to be done. His mom is fat. That doesn't make any sense. Post-apocalyptic world, hard to come by food.
Yeah, but the thing is, we don't know how long after this happened.
It's true.
Because they never explain a timeline. Mm-hmm. We do know in Evil Town 6 months have passed, but that's it.
Yeah, we don't know how long from this to then.
Yeah, so maybe fat people do make sense.
All right, whatever. They had a lot of food.
I mean, there was...
They had a lot of canned food and trade. There
was fat people in there early, in like the 1100s, and they were poor as shit. Did you know, back in the day, if you were fat, it was a sign of status?
Yeah, you had money.
Yeah, so...
But the poor ones, I don't know about that.
Maybe not the poor ones, but, you know, if it's just a bunch of refugees and you have all the food...
Anyway, there's a town, Hell's Wind comes, starts ravaging the place.
Hell's Wind's a biker gang, by the way.
Yeah. The same biker gang that f***ed up the guy and the girl
in the jeep. Them, you know, terrorizing the town.
And then it cuts to the girl in the jungle looking for, I think she's looking for Violent Shaq. I don't really know what she's doing there.
No, she's training, I think.
But she's naked, running around with a bow, and then she notices somehow that they're f***ing up this town.
No, she knows Violent Shaq's and hides, and then she sees them going.
So she runs to her bike, puts some clothes on, rides to the town, and the biker gang pretty good. She has like explosive arrows and does a decent amount of damage.
She does, but before that, the biker gang rounds up all the women and
stuff. Oh, they're torturing people.
Yeah.
They took a guy, took rope on each end of his legs and put him on two different bikes and ripped him apart.
Yeah, so they're killing people, they're raping people.
Yeah, and they make sure to show it. Like, we haven't really gotten too into that, but they make sure to show all the rape.
We're saving it for the last episode. Last part of this.
Just know that it's there. And then, you know, she f***s him up, she scares him off a bit, and then
They're running away, and then they run into Violent Shaq, and they proceed to just shoot him with machine gun bullets until he stays
down. Yeah, he kills a couple of them. Oh, before they shoot him with the machine guns, two bikes of the biker gang, like, sort of get a little air and try to land on him, kind of, and his left bicep catches both the motorcycles. Just a reference for how big he is. And just with his bicep, he throws him and kills him. By the motorcycle.
Yeah.
So it doesn't quite make any sense at all. But, so, like, you could do stuff like that, but then the rifles, they start unloading on him, and he doesn't kill him, but it incapacitates him.
Right. Anyway.
Then the townspeople find him, they patch him up, the girl wants to go fight the biker gang.
Because they also kidnap the teacher from the town.
Yes.
The whole...
So the kid wants to go help, but he can't. The girl goes off on her own to go f*** him up, and no one will come and help, because they're all like, oh, you'll just make them angry, and then they'll come back and hurt us more.
Which is just really stupid. They build up this girl as this whole revenge plot thing, and then she just ends up getting captured and saved by Violet Shack in the end.
She did, up until this point, she did great.
Yeah.
She was f***ing them up, and she had plan and tactics, and...
But...
And then when she goes to go get them by herself, she f***s up.
Yeah, and they turned her into a damsel in distress.
They corner her, and she's got a loaded gun. She hasn't fired it yet. They corner her, and she's like, oh no, I lost, and puts the gun down. Like, you know they're just going to rape and murder you. Like, you know this deep in your soul. It's already happened once, and they let you live once.
And then they get the one guy with the knife and start torturing her.
Yeah, like, for her character, it doesn't make sense for her to put that gun down.
It doesn't make sense for her to lose like that, period.
Well, I mean, She could have legitimately be trapped and, you know, shoot her way to death, but
she wasn't trapped. She went down an aisle, but she's at the end of it, and it opens up, and they're both on this side. She could have just turned around. Yeah, but
there's like 80 of them, but she's on foot.
None of them seem to have any guns. They all had clubs and shit.
It's essentially trapped. There's no way one magazine wasn't going to kill
them all. It doesn't make sense. Then why does she only show up with one gun?
Yeah, no. None of that makes sense. And I don't like her giving up. I'd rather have died in a blaze of glory.
It doesn't
I think
matter.
That would have made sense for her character more.
Violent Shaq gets healed in 30 seconds and then comes back and murders everybody.
The kid's like, I'm going to go. And Violent Shaq is like, no, you can't go. Take me. And the kid's like, but you're so f***ed up, you won't be healed. And he's like, by the time I get there, I'll be healed. Like, what?
You want to talk about Violent Shaq's weapon?
Oh, he's got a jackknife.
Yeah.
Which is really just a knife that, is that called a jackknife?
That's a jackknife, but it's a really, really big jackknife.
Well, it has to fit him. He's really big.
It's Violent Jack's giant.
And they know people comment on that when they see it, because he'll like throw it at someone from a distance and kill him, and they won't know he's there yet. And they'll be like, "Oh, look, a jackknife! That must be Violent Jack's back knife. It's so big."
Yeah, and then he kills everybody, and then it ends on a cliffhanger of the Slum King coming. It's like, oh, that's interesting. Wait, no, it's not. Episode's over. Oh, wait, it's going to be in the next episode? Oh, wait, no, it's not, because they never f***ing touch on it.
So, Evil Town.
Evil Town. So, apparently, the comet's called the earthquake, causing the city to collapse underground. So, we have three tribes living underground trying to survive over rats and bugs and stuff.
There's one that's all men.
Well, no. There's a few women. There's like, the secretary and stuff.
Oh, anyway.
It seemed like the regular people.
Seem fairly regular. Yeah,
first.
Then there's the secret of one that no one knows anything about, but they really do.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know why it was written that way.
I think it was written that way to trick us.
Yeah, but it's a town of all women. Then the other town, which is like a biker gang type
it's
town.
Another gang.
It's essentially a gang, but they got some motorcycles. So they, you know, they're mining. That's how they find food and stuff, because they're underground from the earthquake, so they mine, I guess, to find another shop, and then there's food in it, and they're also mining to try to get out. Why aren't you mining up, you dumb motherfuckers? Go up. Because they're trying to get out. Go up! Stop going sideways. Have you never played Minecraft? Like, what's happening here?
Anyway, they open up a doorway and Violent Shaq is just behind a wall.
He's just sitting back there for 6 months with no food. It's ridiculous. It's so dumb.
And it's just that
they never explain that.
No. And it's just the next 20 minutes is just them establishing, you know, Violent Shaq and working with the
giving him food, saying we don't have a lot of food. Hey, can you fight for us? There's this evil, you know, group of people.
Uh-huh.
And then you come to realize that, yes, there is the evil group of people, the biker gang type, but this group is also isn't that great.
Yeah, but the biker group at least is honest about their
That's
evil.
True. They're upfront.
I mean, they should.
We're here to rape you and we're here to murder you.
Yep. Whereas the pretend evil, not the pretend, the
undercover.
Undercover. Evil. Yeah, so.
The one that uncovered evil violence show.
Yeah, apparently they decided very early on that they didn't, you know, they wanted to rape all their women, and so they drugged them.
So now there's like a 5 to 10 minute scene of them drugging women and raping them.
It's a hentai scene. It's
very graphic.
Uh-huh, and you started like, no, this isn't, and then it started getting worse and worse.
Yeah, it just kept getting worse. Like, it starts with like, oh, I'm gonna drug you and kiss you, and I'm gonna rape you, and like, obviously that's bad. But like, didn't show that much. Oh, some boobs, okay, it's not that bad, and then it just gets worse.
Uh-huh, hips going, like, and
they zoom in on them eating her out and stuff, like, sorry, that's what happens. And it's all blurred, but like, Jesus. But it's not blurred well.
No.
It's so bad. There's a chick in the
Biker gang.
Who has a dick.
Yeah. They went all out with the absurdity in this one, man.
And she rapes women with it.
Uh-huh.
It's ridiculous.
And so Violent Shaq goes with the old women group because
they're good.
Because they're the good guys. And then as Violent Shaq touches a wall, he discovers, oh, here's the exit.
Yeah, he's just walking by with them, and he's like, he punches this wall once or twice. He goes, oh, here, this is the way to the surface.
Uh-huh.
What the f***, Violent Shaq? Why didn't you do that when you were locked up for 6 months, you piece of shit?
And then, as they're doing that, the biker gang decides to attack the other group.
They're done. We're just going to rape everyone else.
Yeah, we're just going to do it. And so they attack, and then the cop betrays... The cop from the other side betrays them and joins the biker gang. So that whole group's dead.
Now he's raping.
And so the leader from the biker gang takes on Violet Shacks while everyone else goes and rapes all the girls again.
Yeah, he's busy fighting the leader. And all the girls are getting raped again.
And this is where we get, you know, the lady boy rape and everything.
Oh, God, it's so bad.
And there's even a girl on the other side that's like, doing raping, too.
If you write a really good story... I'm not saying I want a story with rape in it, but you could write a really good story with rape scenes. I'm not saying that's something I want, right? But you, a good author, a good writer could do that. This isn't that. This is a 13-year-old with an imagination that really wanted violence and rape.
Yep.
Because there's no real story. It's just, huh, I'm here, let's fight. Oh, you're over there raping someone, I'm gonna go stop you.
It's exploitative and unnecessary. And honestly, you could have told this story without... all that.
Yeah.
I mean, you could even had it in there and not be as graphic with it.
And it wouldn't have been as bad. We wouldn't have hated it as much.
Oh, we forgot about the child decapitations.
Oh, God. The killing of the children in the first episode's really bad.
Yeah, like, they're decapitating kids.
So, like, the bike gang starts attacking him and everything, and they're just murdering children, cutting their heads off and shooting them and cutting them. And...
yeah, they just introduce kids and it's just a freaking murder.
Just to murder them. And children died in the other two episodes, but not like this
one. No, this was mass murder.
Yeah.
No hesitation. Like, guts and blood and everything.
You're literally cutting the heads off of children.
Oh.
Like, 8-year-olds. It was really f***ed up.
And then...
and this is, like, we're watching this episode, and we're like, oh, right, so the rape's done. Like, alright, that's the worst of it. And then they start murdering everyone and murdering the children. We're like, holy f***, that's worse. And then, it got worse.
And followed by another
giant rape scene.
Yeah.
That lasted until the end of the f***ing show, the end of the episode.
I mean, eventually Ryan Shacks beats the guy and then goes and kills everyone else. And then the guy comes, the leader comes and finds his dead girlfriend and eats her corpse.
Oh, God.
And turns into a Wendigo.
I forgot about that. So ridiculous.
Turns into a Wendigo. And so Violet Shack turns into a werewolf, pretty much, and fights the Wendigo, and it's over, and then everyone's on the surface.
So there's a bunch of women left that have been raped. And yeah. With Violent Shack. So I actually thought these weren't going to be separate OVAs. I thought the harem one, because we saw the names of them before, I thought the harem one was going to be him settling down with all these women, and it's a harem, and he's just defending them. Nope. You never see those women again.
Nope. Different characters each time.
All right. So I guess we got to score it. It's bad. It's really bad. It's like a 2.
Yeah.
Maybe a 1, because who needs killing children and rape?
Yeah, no, it's unnecessary.
It's just unneeded. Didn't further the plot in any way.
Nope.
So I'm going to say a 1.
Yeah, sure. 1. It's terrible.
But you know what? At least you didn't rape the children. And that's a low fucking bar. But at least you didn't do that.
I don't know if they would have got away with that, though.
Yeah.
And not be classified as a hentai.
So what else is under V for violence?
Not.
Or for V, not violence.
Much better. Mutable Joe. Ew. Virus Buster Surge.
Mm.
And Variable Geo.
Variable Geo.
I'm surprised you remember these.
I remember Variable Geo and Beautiful Joe. Virus is...
it's the Power Ranger one.
What? Beautiful Joe was just...
it was so terrible. And it was too long. It was 26 episodes.
Variable Geo, Virus, Beautiful Joe this. Although, you know what? A lot of times we move things up for what we'd rather rewatch because of size.
Mm-hmm.
This is really short.
Yeah.
But I just don't... I have no interest in watching this again.
No, you don't know why, but I think I would rather watch this than Beautiful Joe. And that's only because Beautiful Joe is too many episodes and was bad. This is 3 short, you know, movies that you can get done pretty easily.
Pretty quickly. Just make sure there's no children in the f***ing room.
Yeah, that's true too.
Or your mom. Imagine, like, your mom walking in. Or, like, someone you love. Like, walking in, watching you watch one of them rape scenes or the murdering of the children. Like, oh, jeez. They're like, what's the anime you're watching?
I'm not watching an anime.
All right, so we are spinning for Category W. There's not a lot in W. More than V.
I want to remind you, you do have a pick.
Yeah, I looked through just to...
okay.
But there's nothing that I want to watch. There's things I wouldn't mind watching for W.
That's right.
But nothing I want to watch, so we're spinning. I hope we don't get something terrible. I guess.
Why the hell are you here, teacher? And I know that's terrible, because I remember looking that up.
Is it terrible?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
I'm like 100% positive.
W-H. Okay, sure, but it's 12 episodes with one OVA. Ichi, school, Senin.
Mm-hmm.
Not great tags.
Nope.
The art doesn't look terrible, but it's all women.
Read the description.
I know. I read it. The 17-year-old Ichiro Sato is an average teenager who always happens to find himself in perverted situations. Which, by the way, there's no male on the box art. It's all women.
Yeah, I know. It's a harem, too.
In perverted situations with his teacher, Kana Kojima. That's actually how you spell Kojima. That's funny. Follow this erotic love comedy about their mishaps throughout their daily lives and how Ichiro and Kana choose to handle them. His teacher.
I wouldn't do it if I wasn't obligated by this show.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't either. But hey, you know what? 12 episodes? Not the worst. At least it's not 24. Imagine this is 24.
Yeah, no thanks.
And you know what? Maybe we'll like it. I doubt it, though.
No, not likely. That last time I got a send-in tag was that Black Bullet with the 10-year-old girls always being killed.
Black Bullet was good.
No, it wasn't.
Black Bullet was,
You're thinking Darker Than Black.
You're right. Never mind. All right, guys. Next episode. Why the hell are you here, comma, teacher?
Bye.
Bye.